In our previous shiur, we began discussing the halachas amal b'kodesh v'loy meridim, and we're up to the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the last words of the Gemara. Amar Rabba b'Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that if a person was appointed to be a substitute kain gadol, and then for whatever reason, because the first kain gadol was temporarily disqualified, and then the second kain gadol, then he comes back, the first kain gadol could come back to his avoida, the second one cannot do the avoida, not as a kain gadol because of Eva, can wear the shemayna begadim because of Eva, nor can he act as a kain hedjit because of mal b'kodesh v'loy meridim. Tysus asks a question. The Gemara teaches us halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, and asks Tysus, why did the Gemara have to tell us that halacha? Normally, in such a situation where this is halacha that applies to the Kohanim G'daylim, the Gemara would immediately comment, Hilchasa l'mashicha. This is not a halacha that applies nowadays. And why does the Gemara have to say halacha k'Rabbi Yosi? And there are a number of terutzim Tysus gives. One terutz Tysus gives is that we actually don't follow the concept of Hilchasa l'mashicha. We actually say that we do want to know, especially, I saw the Mefarshim explain Kachim, were we to take the attitude of Hilchas L'Mashicha, why are we learning what's not relevant B'Zman HaZeh? So then we wouldn't have to learn many of the halachas. All of Kachim, unfortunately, most of Masechta Yuma that we're now learning wouldn't be relevant. We don't have this concept of Hilchas L'Mashicha. Another teretz, why we don't say here Hilchas L'Mashicha, Tais would suggest that the only time the Gemara has a problem with Hilchas L'Mashicha is when there are two issues. Number one, it's an issue that is not relevant nowadays. And number two, where it's something that is a question because somebody did the wrong thing. That's when the Gemara says Hilchas L'Mashicha. But in the case that we are discussing here, although it's not relevant b'zman hazeh, it is, doesn't represent that anybody did anything wrong. Unfortunately, the first kain gadol got disqualified for something beyond his control, and therefore here the Gemara doesn't say Hilchas L'Mashicha. But Tysus' other teretz is that it isn't Hilchas L'Mashicha, because it's important to know in situations where somebody was disqualified and then there's another person that's appointed, what is the halacha? And as we find the famous Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Gamliel was removed from the Nesivius, and then they put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in his place. They didn't allow that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah should be completely removed. Just Rabbi Gamliel said the drasha on three Shabbosos of the month, and Rabbi Elazar said it on the fourth. And that's why it's important to know these halachas, because there are relevant halacha l'maisa even to know nowadays. So now we have actually two concepts that become relevant l'halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. One, as we began discussing, and will be Be'ezra Hashem continue discussing, the concept of mal b'kodesh v'loy meridim. And the other issue is what we now learned, if somebody was appointed to a position and then he was removed, under what circumstances do we keep him and what circumstances do we not? And there's a Mordechai in Masechta Basra and Parcheskes Habatim, which is the basis for many of what we do in the shul, for much of what we do in the shul. He says, if somebody has a chazaka to do a mitzvah, and something happened that for whatever reason, he can't fulfill that chazaka, and now he can, who, and somebody else got it in the interim, Who now, and now the first person is able to do it. What is the halacha? Says the Mordechai. Our Gemara teaches us that if something happened to the first Kayan that temporarily made him incapacitated, when he comes back, the Gemara says, doesn't seem to have any machloikas on that, and anyway we just learned halacha krebyoisi, that the first person gets back to his position. And therefore he says, if somebody was appointed to a position of prominence in the community, and then for whatever reason he's temporarily not able to do it, that the halacha is, he goes back. When he comes back, he's the one that gets back his original job. And he brings a very nice raya. He says, this person should be no worse than somebody who goes to the Ari Miklat. That the Gemara says in Sech Demakis, that Yud Gimel Amir Aleph, that if somebody killed somebody b'shoigig, we know that that person has to go to the Ari Miklat. That the halacha is that when he comes out of the Ari Miklat, after the Kohen Gadol passes away, he goes back to his original Shrora, he goes back to the original place. And so too, that I see that Ratva says, any chazaka of a mitzvah is considered a chazaka. He says, even if somebody has a chazaka to be the one to light the candles in the shul, if there's a home that has a chazaka, he says, that's the home where the Erev is put, you can't remove a person from a chazaka. He also quote, there's also a tshuva in the Knesset HaGdoila that says that even though there's a concept of Ein Yerusha B'mitzvahs, he says that isn't contradictory to the concept of Chazaka. There may not be a concept of Yerusha, but a person who has a Chazaka has a Chazaka. Of course, the Paiskim say that in a situation where there's a reason not to follow the chazaka, then we don't follow that chazaka. And therefore, there's a Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, Sifkat Mem Hei, that there was a community that did not have its own Sefer Torah. So they used the Sefer Torah that was donated by that somebody had, and then the community was able to buy a Sefer Torah. And this person says, no, you're always using my Sefer Torah, you should continue using my Sefer Torah. He says, the community has a right to say, especially if it's a nicer Sefer Torah, that they have a right to say, we want to use our Sefer Torah. Others say that in such a circumstance, what about, say the Paiskim, where in a shul there is a person who has a Sefer Torah, and that was the only Sefer Torah in the shul, and now somebody else is giving a Sefer Torah, and he wants that his Sefer Torah should also be used. Of course, say the Paiskim, that just because the first person has a Chazaka doesn't mean that no one else should ever be able to have an opportunity. We have to use Seichel in these situations. In fact, I saw a tshuva in the Maram Shik that says that there's actually a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. On one hand, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Chaf Beis, Shamachsik B'mitzvah Chazkosoi Chazaka. Somebody who has a chazaka and a mitzvah, his chazaka is a chazaka and it may not be removed. Yet, he asks, that the Ramah in Yerudeya, in Simen Reish Mem Hei Sif Chaf Beis, says if there's a Rav in a city who's giving Shiurim, and now somebody else wants to come and give Shiurim, of course we should allow him to give Shiurim. I, the first Rav, has a chazaka? So the answer is that in a situation where the circumstances changed, or a situation where it makes sense not to say there's a chazaka and we're not going to pay attention to anything else, we of course don't always follow the chazaka. So when there was one Rav saying a shir, that was because there was only one person there that could say the shir. If Baruch Hashem now there's an opportunity for more people to say the shir, so certainly you should have more people saying, we should certainly have more people saying the shir. In a situation where there's only one Sefer Torah, and now there is more than one Sefer Torah, so we should certainly use all the Sefer Torah and not just use one Sefer Torah. The Chassam Sofer in a tshuva in Simen Nun, the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva in Simen in Aruch Chaim Simen Mem Aleph also says that there's a discussion about removing a rav from his rabbonis. Says we have to be very, very careful about not doing something like that because of the concept of a chazaka. And as our Gemara says, Mal v'kodesh v'loy meridim. There's an interesting tshuva in the Marsham. In Chelik Dalet Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. The issue discussed over there, where there was a rabbonis, somebody who was a rav, passed away, and both children wanted to assume the position of their father. They were both worthy of that position. And in order to avoid machlokes, the older son left that city, took a rabbonis in another city. But he said, he lets his younger brother be the rav. But he said it's only for his brother, not for future generations. And now, both brothers passed on, and their children, that means the grandchildren of the original Rav, both want to have the Rabbonis. And the question is, who is going to get that Rabbonis? And he says that since the older brother left town, you can't hold on to a chazaka, he says, if you're not here. And since the older brother left town, his chazaka falls away. There are other shilas like this where the chikrei leiv in chelik dalid yoyredeya simen tzadik tes speaks about a situation where there was a kehillah that didn't have a rabbi, and therefore they temporarily appointed someone to be the rav until they could find a permanent rav. And now this temporary rav says that I am the rav. You can't remove me. Ma'al b'kodesh v'loy meridin. And the chikrei leiv very much quotes our Gemara, that it seems from our Gemara that indeed once someone is appointed to a position like the Kohen Gadol, you can't remove him. And he says you can't compare necessarily the appointment of a Kohen Gadol to the appointment of a Rav. The appointment of a Rav is to teach. And therefore, if someone else could teach more, if someone else is a better Rav and a better Rebbe, he's the one that should be chosen, because that's the purpose of Talmid Chachamim. In fact, I saw that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein asked his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, the following question. There was a Maggid Shir who was giving a shir. He did a good job in giving a shir. But he had to go on vacation. He had to go out of town, whatever. So they appointed a substitute. And the substitute actually gave a better shear than the original Magid shear. And now the original Magid shear comes back and says, I'm back. I want to get back the shear. And the Talmidim of the shear tell him, yes, you were a very fine Magid shear, but your substitute does a better shear. And we'd like him to become the full-time Magid shear. So he says, he asked this question to Rebbe Yosef, and he says, that you can't remove the first Magid shear. He says the only time somebody can be removed is if he's incapable of doing his job. He's disqualified from doing his job. But if the first person is capable of doing his job, we have no right to remove him. However, said Rebbe Yosef, a very interesting psak. Rebbe Yosef says that the second Magid shear, and this is very much in line with what we said earlier in our shear today, could say shear elsewhere. And if the Talmidim want to go to that shear, they have every right to go to that shear. He can't displace the original Magid shear. But there's one more point that the Paiskim make from our shear. Because our Gemara continues in saying that if the original Kohen Gadol now passes away, and now who can the second Kohen Gadol be the Kohen Gadol or not? So to continue reading the words of the Gemara, just to find the words of the Gemara says that Omer Rabbi Yossi, that the halach is Rabbi Yossi. And then the Gemara said, Omer Rabbi Yudah Merav, halach Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Shemais Rishin, Chayza Lavadosai. That the second Kohen could be now Kohen Gadol. And as the Gemara says, why do I need to say so? The Gemara says, Pshita, why not? The first Kohen Gadol is no longer alive. There's no concern for Eva. Answers the Gemara, Ma'atayim Havali Tzor Mechayim. If the first Kohen Gadol knows that this second person is here and could always be Kohen Gadol, it'll be uncomfortable for him his whole life, Kamash Malanda, we're not concerned. Says the Taisus Rosh that we should not make a mistake in believing that the Gemara means to say that the person who was a substitute Kohen Gadol has to become the Kohen Gadol after the first one dies. What it means is he can become a Kohen Gadol. And therefore, says Rav Zilberstein in that tshuva, if the first Kohen Gadol was, if a person was incapacitated from his job, and they appointed a substitute, and now the substitute, and then the disqualification turns from temporary into permanent, he says at that point the And now the substitute says, since I was the substitute, I was the acting rav, or the acting in that position, it should become mine. Al Gemara says, Harishreini chayz levedasoy, but the Rosh says he can get the job, we're not obligated to give him the job, here too we're not obligated to give him the job. Although, the comparison is not really perfect. Because in the case of Al Gemara, the first Kohen Gadol was incapacitated, the second person took his position, substituted, and then the first person came back, the first Kohen Gadol came back, and the second Kohen Gadol, and then ultimately passed away. So he wasn't actually in the job when the job became permanently available. In the case we're discussing, when the first person is no longer able to do the job, it's a situation where the second person is sitting at that job, albeit he was only appointed temporarily, and maybe it would be different. But on the other hand, the obvious answer is, since it was done up front, it was said as a temporary appointment. So then we have a concept of lay bezdin masna, when something is done on a temporary basis, the halacha, when it was said up front, so then obviously the concept of chazaka is much weaker.